Shabbos. Shabbos. Well, we lost everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, everyone. Again, Erev Shabbos. Ay, 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 Shabbos. Thank you for being with us again to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. A huge thank you to our dear friends and generous sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, as a schutz for Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredo, and in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh, that is the siren. Shabbos is quickly coming. So join me as we turn this Friday into a Heilig Erev Shabbos. Again, thank you to the Fishmans for sponsoring. We've been going through and offering many different explanations for what does it mean to have an Neshama Yisera? What does it mean to have an extra endowed, a more beautiful, a more expanded, a more sensitive, a more alert soul that all week long our goof, our body, it craves. We indulge it, we pamper it, we feed it, we nourish it. And come Shabbos, that struggle, that battle, it takes a break for 25 hours. The challenges and problems will be there on the other end, but for 25 hours, we enter an Ir Mikla, we go to a place of refuge for 25 hours, we experience some peace and some serenity. For 25 hours, we're able to truly live. Before we dive back into it, I just want to reiterate what I shared in our WhatsApp group this morning about Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, that many or most, we read, we sing Yedid Nefesh to transition. Even before we begin Kabbalah Shabbos, we sing the Eilaga, the magnificent poem of Yedid Nefesh. Yedid Nefesh was authored by the author of the Sefer Charedim, Rabbi Elazar ben Moshe Azikri, who lived 1533 to the year 1600. He lived in the 16th century, a Sfaradi Mekubal, and he so beautifully captures in Yedid Nefesh our longing, our craving, our love affair with the Almighty, with the Ribbono Shalom, to return and to connect to our source. Such a magnificent, magnificent poem. Every line, every stanza is worthy of such analysis. We sing it. We sing it Friday night. We sing it Shalosh Shittos. Many sing it other times during Shabbos. And we should understand what it means. But I just want to bring to your attention the opening two words, because I think about them. I try to think about them each and every Friday night. What are the opening two words? Yedid Nefesh. The word Yedid. If you talk about my Yedid means my friend. A Yedid is a chaver, a Yedid is a friend, a Yedid is a confidant. My Yedid Nefesh, it's a language we use in the vernacular when we describe someone with whom we feel very close, someone we trust and who trusts us. We say, they're my Yedid Nefesh. A Yedid is a friend. And what's a Nefesh? A Nefesh is our Neshama. So what does it mean? We begin Shabbos, the transition from the chaos and the hustle and the bustle, from the stress, the anxiety of the week, into the peace of mind and the serenity and the sanctity of Shabbos. That transition begins by singing a song, Yedid Nefesh. You see, my goof, my body has a friend, and its friends are material things, work, pampering indulgences, accumulating and amassing more and more. The friend, the Yedid of my goof, of my body, is sleep, a good steak, a fine wine. That's the Yedid, that's the friend of my body. But what is the Yedid Nefesh? Why did he, the Sefer Charedim, why does he begin this beautiful song? He says, Yedid Nefesh, because the Yedid, the best friend of my soul, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. We transition from the weekday to Shabbos by singing a song, and we say, Hashem, you're my best friend. My soul is more on fire, my soul is more alert, my soul has time. You know, I don't make a great friend, because unfortunately I don't have a lot of time. And so I'm unable to be proactive and to check in and to reach out and to connect. And some of my best friends, maybe this is a gender thing, for guys more than for women, that's a generalization, but probably a true one. You could not talk to a dear or close friend for a long time, and they're a Yedid Nefesh. They're a dear and they're a close friend. And when you see them, that whole history and that whole familiarity and that whole connection and that whole trust, it all comes back and revives in moments. It takes moments for someone you haven't spoken to in weeks or months or years to feel your Yedid Nefesh. So some, we daven all week long. It's not that we don't daven three times a day. It's not that we don't learn Hashem's Torah all day, each day. But during the day, during the week, what can we do? We have to work. And we have to cook and shop and prepare. And during the week, we have all kinds of responsibilities and obligations, stresses, anxieties, and worries. And therefore, our soul, it doesn't have time for its good friends. But Shabbos comes, and we begin Yedid Nefesh. And Yedid Nefesh begins, Hashem, I've made time for my best friend. You helped me make time, because I turned off. I disconnected. I'm not part of technology. I'm not distracted. And so, Yedid Nefesh, Av Harachamon. my father, my compassionate father, who's also my yidid nefesh, who's also the best friend of my soul. So that neshama yisera, that extra, that expanded soul that we have on Shabbos, what it means to have an expanded soul is to have the time and the space, to have the bandwidth and the margin to be able to reconnect with our best friend. And who is the best friend of the neshama? Who's the best friend of the soul? If not the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, is the best friend of every one of our souls. All week long, we barely can carve time. All week long, we can barely have the mindfulness of the margin. Shabbos comes. It's a different davening. It's a different learning. It's singing Zmiros. It's conversation. It's the ability to think and to rest and to connect and simply to be and to be together. Yidid Nefesh, the best friend of my nefesh, the best friend of my soul, is in fact none other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's why we transition in that way. We begin from the weekday to the Shabbos by singing Yidid Nefesh. Beginning, we remind ourselves, the body, its best friends, we put them away. The technology and the work and the stock market and the worry and the news and the, put it all away. But what do we take out? What do we make time for? We make a call to the Yidid of our nefesh, to our best friend. Now we have time, and now we can be together, and now we can enjoy. That's what it means, maybe neshama yisera too, is that the neshama is yisera. It has more time, it has more space, it can be, it can reconnect to what matters and who matters, both the people around us, and of course, as or more importantly, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty Himself. Okay, let's begin, or let's continue rather, in the Sefer we've been learning, Sefer HaShabbos. We've been going through, this is the 15th understanding, the 15th explanation of what it means to have a Neshama Yisera, a more or expanded or a greater soul. Kosa B'Sef Mo'orei Naim. Who's the Mo'orei Naim? Rabbi Nachum Nochum of Chernobyl, the Chernobyl Rebbe. I have a dear friend, Shragi Goldenhirsch, who is a miyuchas to the Chernobyl Rebbe. For my wedding, he gave me a copy of the Mo'orei Naim, and on the inside cover, he wrote exactly the genealogy of how he descends from the great Rav Menachem Nachum of Chernobyl, the Chernobyl Rebbe, the Torskys. His name was Menachem Nachum Torsky. The Torskys come from Chernobyl. So the Mo'orei Naim Belikutim writes, "V'nei Ayiram is Pashetas B'Shabbos Al Kol B'nei Adam." Shabbos is a time of love, certainly, but Shabbos is also a time of Yira, of awe, and of fear. Not a fear in the negative, not yiras ha'onesh, not a fear of punishment, but yiras ha'romimus, the notion that we're filled with awe. You see, you can't have awe when all week long you're looking down, you're working down, your thumbs are working overdrive, and you can't even look up and notice the magnificent world around us. Who sees the magnificence of nature and of the world and the awesomeness of Hashem? It's such an overused and abused word, awesome. Awesome. Everything's awesome. Everything's awesome. If everything's awesome, nothing's awesome. The only thing that's awesome, or the most awesome, is Hashem. He is truly awesome. He truly fills us with awe. You look at Hashem, you look at His world, how could you not be filled with awe? But you know, when you're worried, when you're working, when you're distracted, then you don't even notice He's there, and you don't feel any sense of awe. Shabbos comes, and Mispatsheta says the Chernobyl, that's when we're filled with awe. Kemosh Amar Razal, the Yerushalmi and Demai, Sha'am Ha'aretz Eima Shabbos Alav. Halacha lamaisa. Even the ignoramus in halacha, the person who doesn't know Jewish law, who lacks a ne'emanus, who lacks a trustworthiness in general areas of halacha of Jewish law, but we have a principle, we have an assumption that no matter how ignorant someone is, nobody would lie on Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, emas Shabbos alav. The awe, the fear, the connection, the neshama yisera, you're more alive, your soul is more alive, your soul is more sensitive, your soul is more aware, your soul is not going to lie on Shabbos. Nimtza b'Shabbos mishpateshes ha'yira afil alam aretz. V'atam ki Shabbos nikra malchus ad shemal chusom is gala ba'olam. Shabbos, Hashem's kingship, His monarchy, His divinity is revealed. It is spread out throughout the world. V'yira hi'bechines ha'malchus. So the more aware you are of God's dominion, the more you are aware of God's kingship, then the more you feel, you recoil with the sense of awe. He's everything, I'm nothing. I'm in awe of Him, I'm in awe of His world, I'm in awe of all that He gives me. And therefore the Chernobyl says in his Akdama, Bereshis Yarei Shabbos, Sha'idea Shabbos Yizgala Midas Hayira Ba'olam. What does that mean? The word Bereshis is made up of the letters. Bereshis has in it Yarei Yud Resh Aleph and Shabbos Shin Beisaf. Bereshis has Yarei Shabbos. Why? Because the beginning of everything, the Bereshis, the whole week, is to get to Shabbos, where we're filled with a sense of Yira. Where we have a sense, again, not fear, and not fear of punishment or fear of something going wrong, but rather, not fear, but awe. We're filled with awe. We have room to realize and to look around, to contemplate and to reflect, to read and to think. And when we do, when we have the margin and the space to experience all of that, it's supposed to leave us transformed. When you make Havdalah, that Neshama Yisera leaves us, but we are different, transformed people. What we read, what we sang, the conversations we had, the davening that we experienced, the rest, all of that brought about a sense of, oh, wow, this is his world. It's magnificent. It's fabulous. It's phenomenal. It's marvelous. In fact, it's awesome. It's actually awesome. It is a world that's filled with awe. And we'll continue next week. That's what Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe a matana tova be-beis kenazai. What's beis kenazai? So we know that where does Hashem keep his yira? Yira Hashem yotro. So we'll continue with this next week, but the idea, the 15th idea of what the Neshama Yisera is, what does it mean to have a more expanded, a more alive, a more sensitive soul when it comes to Shabbos? What it means is that when it comes to Shabbos, when we've disconnected and cut off, now we have the space to think, to be, and we're filled with awe. That's our mission. I want to wish everyone, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy, but most of all, have an awesome Shabbos. This is the new greeting, Chevra. This is the proper greeting. According to the Chernobyl, if someone says, awesome Shabbos, what are you, 15 years old? What were you, born in the 60s? What are you talking about? The answer is the Chernobyl Rebbe, Rebbe Nachum Nochum, the Morei Naim. The greeting is, have an awesome Shabbos, a Shabbos which is taka filled with tremendous awe. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos. We got a few minutes left. The siren is coming. We're running out of time. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Have an awesome Shabbos.